Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 69 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Share in the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Welcome to another segment of Match Points, where we answer questions from our listeners. This is Match Points segment number 5. If you'd like to send us a question, you can email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or email us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Alex in New Haven, Connecticut writes, I'm 23 years old and a self-rated 4.0 level player. I've been playing tennis since I was 8 years old, and for as long as I can remember, I tend to get very antsy before many of my matches, regardless of the opponent. Oftentimes, I find myself quickly down a service break or struggling to hold serve because it usually takes me a few games to get settled. Do you have any suggestions on what I can do about this? Hey, Alex, thanks for your question. Now, having some pre-match jitters, anxiety, or nervous energy is fairly common. I don't think anyone is immune from that. The key is figuring out how to effectively manage that nervous energy and perhaps even transform that into something that can be productive for you in the match. Now, over the years, I've suggested a number of pre-match rituals for my players to try, including some very common methods that you've probably tried before, including taking deep breaths, getting onto your toes and doing a quick shuffle, closing your eyes and thinking positive thoughts, to name a few. And, you know, for some players, an effective strategy to reduce anxiety or nervous energy is to think about some memorable lines from their favorite movies or songs. This can help take some of the edge off, perhaps put a smile on your face, and even help you relax so you can get focused on your match. Ultimately, every person, every player is different as to the particular methods that can effectively help them relax and focus on the task at hand. What is important is for you to try a variety of ways to help calm you down until you find what is most effective in helping you mitigate those jitters. And when you do, you should certainly stick with it, but that should not stop you from continuing to explore new ways that may also prove to be effective in helping you calm down and get focused for your match. Our next question comes from Francis in Ithaca, New York. Francis writes, how do you think Maria Sharapova will be received by players and fans when she returns to the tour this week upon serving out her suspension for failing a drug test in early 2016? You know, my viewpoint on Maria Sharapova and her suspension over the past year plus is, I guess, it's fairly straightforward. Look, she failed the drug test. She owned up to it. She was suspended from the tour for 15 months. She will have served out her suspension when she returns to action this week. End of story. Move on. Now, I don't think anyone will be surprised this week. Sharapova's return will likely be met with mixed reactions. There will certainly be players and fans who will not be happy to see Sharapova back in the mix even after she has served out her suspension, and there will always be those who will welcome her back. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the noise surrounding her return to the tour continued through the French Open. I mean, Sharapova has requested a wildcard entry into the main draw of the French Open, of which she is a two-time champion. It's believed at this point that the French Tennis Federation will likely not grant her a wildcard entry directly into the main draw, but may grant her a wildcard into qualifying for the main draw. A final decision is expected to be made on May 15th. And I know there have been some players who have expressed their disappointment and displeasure about Sharapova receiving a wildcard into this week's tournament in Stuttgart. Some players believe Sharapova should earn her way back up the rankings instead of gaining entry into tournaments via wildcards. These players, of course, have every right to voice their opinions. What everyone should keep in mind is that the decision to grant wildcard entries is obviously not up to Sharapova. It's up to the organizers of each tournament. The rules are what they are. Sharapova has every right to request the wildcards. Tournament organizers can always say no. But yeah, I would expect mixed reactions, very vocal mixed reactions to Sharapova's return this week. Patty in Binghamton, New York wants to know, of the young up-and-coming players on the men's and women's tours, who has the best chance to be the next, quote, can't miss or great champion for many years to come? Wow. Thanks for your question, Patty. You know, to be perfectly candid, in my view, it's really challenging at this juncture to point to any particular players on the WTA tour and anoint them as the next can't miss or future superstar champions. There are certainly some really good young players, several of whom have already gotten deep into the quarters, semis, and finals of a major, and in the case of Garbiñe Muguruza, have won a Grand Slam singles title. The challenge over the past couple of years regarding the next-gen stars on the women's tour has been the lack of consistency. The results have been very spotty for the most part, amounting to no more than flashes of brilliance by a player here and there, at least to this point. I mean, Muguruza has struggled to find her form since winning the French Open last year. Current world number 3, Karolina Pliskova, reached the finals of the US Open last year, and yes, she's already won 2 titles in 2017. But she was upset by Lucic Baroni in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open earlier this year and was knocked out in the semifinals by lower-seeded opponents at Indian Wells and Miami. Then there is current world number 10, Madison Keys, who at 22 years old arguably possesses the most awesome package of physical tools of any of the young players. Unfortunately, Keys has not been able to stay free of injury over the past couple of years since reaching the semifinals at the 2015 Australian Open. So that said, in my view, the next can't-miss or great champion on the WTA has yet to emerge. Perhaps we'll see one or two next-gen players on the WTA emerge later this year. I mean, look, there's likely no Serena Williams for the rest of 2017, as she announced last week. She is 20 weeks pregnant with her first child. Congratulations, Serena. And even though Sharapova will be back on tour this week, and Petra Kvitova and Victoria Azarenka are each looking to make their returns to the tour sometime this summer, it's even more wide open now for players to step up and grab the opportunities at the majors and other big tournaments in 2017. But the wait continues. On the men's tour, there's no shortage of super talented next-gen players, but I don't think there's much argument that current world number 16, Nick Kyrgios, is the one who has the best set of physical skills and most complete game at this point of any of the next-gen players. You know, despite the occasional emotional outbursts, Kyrgios continues to progress nicely. In recent weeks, he's had a strong showing in Miami, reaching the semifinals where he battled Federer over 3 hours in an epic three-setter, and most recently led Australia into the Davis Cup semifinals. Kyrgios is the next-gen player that I believe most tennis folks are keeping an eye on. You know, that said, I would be remiss not to include Sasha Zverev, Dominic Thiem, and Jack Sock on that short list as well. Folks, I'd like to thank you for your questions. Keep them coming. I look forward to addressing your questions in future Match Point segments. As a reminder, if you'd like to send us a question, email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock_and_rally. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. You can also listen to Rock and Rally Tennis podcasts on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.